Good morning, Blue Jays fans. Sorry for the day off yesterday. I was traveling. So anyways, we are back. The morning mash here on the YGS. Except the Blue Jays pitching at the moment. So, Younger Solarte, Josh Donaldson, everybody got in on the offense yesterday in the doubleheader in Cleveland. Blue Jays record now stands at 18-14 after the doubleheader. And what a doubleheader it was. The first game started around 3:30, somewhere in that ballpark. And the Blue Jays jumped a 2-0 lead in the second, but this would only be the sign of things to come. The offenses were the name of the game in both of the games. So, excuse me, as in the second inning, Russell Martin led off the scoring and opened things up with a two-run blast. He's currently heating up. Younger Solarte ended up scoring on the home run as well. Last on to the fourth, where Josh Donaldson, who is back in the lineup, and we are so excited to have Ringer Ray back in the lineup, hit his first double, or sends him back, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. And then right after him, Younger Solarte singled and scored Donaldson. So good things for the Blue Jays right off the bat. In the seventh inning, however, the hamster would fall off the wheel for Yami Garcia as everything decided to go against the Blue Jays on defense. 7-run fourth inning in which Cleveland ended the round. And they actually sent 10 batters to the plate in this one. So what an inning for the offense for the Cleveland Indians. Brandon off the circle, Francisco Lindor hit 3-1 blast to cap off the inning. And then just a little run into the inning, Edwin Garcia broke Jose Ramirez on a single. In the sixth, Josh Donaldson apparently gets fed up with the scoring and being behind in this one as he kicked off the first game, field, making it look like the just 100% healthy. So it is beautiful to see with a double and a home run in this one for him. In the eighth, Kevin Pollak keep us back and get us right back in this one and take the lead on a double to score off Hernandez. So close game, but unfortunately, in the eighth, Francisco Lindor is becoming a thorn in Blue Jays fans' side. Another home run, error to another run in the inning. So at the end of the eighth, things were all right, folks, 9-9. And slam, everybody. That put the Blue Jays all kinds of fired up. 11th inning, Edwin Encarnacion tried to be back in on this one, but was not enough to get everything goes. 13-11, Toronto Blue Jays. Jamie Garcia had 3 1/3, 4 strikeouts and a walk. Danny Barnes, their big fourth inning. Really eat up some innings for the Toronto Blue Jays out of the bullpen, especially because they do going to be in trouble second. They're all pitching, one strike. Got an inning. Ryan Pera, fortunately, having 2 runs, 1 run in the eighth, where everybody goes. So I got a shout out. Baseball strike up. He's up. He's part of the game. When he strike up, he goes out. But Dave Smith came one and allowed 2 runs, or in the 11th. Sorry. So that was game one. Game two, because we're just going to have bonus. Unfortunately, the Blue Jays got shelled. 13-4-8 runs really Cleveland Indians. Then the Blue Jays offense, Younger Solarte had a hell of a day. He was 3-4 in this one, and I believe he had 4 hits in the game. So 4 hits solo for Younger Solarte a day. Oh, sorry, I missed one. I forgot. So he had 8 as he is heating up with Josh Donaldson back. So 3-2 with an RBI and 2 runs scored. One of those hits was a double. I had to put this on record for the first game. 2-4 in game 20. So, but coming from Dwight Smith Jr., who's got that last kick working against the major league level. So, that unfortunately would be the story of offense is the defense just to get completely out of hand. Joe Beattie for third, 10 hits allowed, 6 runs. It's a big home run. So, the unfortunate news from the Blue Jays side is the fact that they just were tied down to really get anything going in the second game. They still scored 4 runs, but that was too much for the pitching to hold down the fort offensively on the Indians. So, we're going to do a really quick farm report here, and we'll go from there. So, Flyers went in 3-0 against the Syracuse Chiefs. They are now 8-10. They're trying to get their footing underneath them for the season still. Dalton Pompa hit in the leadoff spot. Tim Lopes continues to be at second base for the Bisons. And just keep saying, 433, folks. I wonder if he's finally figured out his year old national league. So, hold on. By shortstop, Darnell in this one as well. That was the majority of the offense, as Sweeney's home run was the sole that really kicked everything off in the fourth inning. And it was just a good game for the Bisons. Well pitched. Another two RBIs for Jansen as he goes 1-for-3 with a sac fly as well. And then Taylor Gurry was on the mound in this one and pitched three strikeouts start without one pitch. After the fifth allowed two strikeouts. And then the game closed out. And that was just the game for the Buffalo Bisons. So down to New Hampshire, where I know you're all familiar with anything. Unfortunately, in this one, they lose 10-6 to the Penguins. The record is now 15-9, folks, but it's been a solid offense, but the pitching was the one that suffered in this one. John Harris had a very rough outing, 4 2/3, and allowed 6 runs. Unfortunately, this has been the story for John Harris. Sort of great start, and he was able to monster back, so he's having to come back. On offense, Juan Kelly, the second run of the season, a 2-run blast. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., an absolute beast. Like, no, he had 2-5 at the RBI home run scored. That's what he ate for this season. He came up and shit. This one scored in his only at bat. And then the next one, hold down guy and a run scored as well. So, and he also stole a base, everybody. So that would be the game for the Rumble, or the New Hampshire against the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. Unfortunately, it was a loss. Tim Tebow even performing very well. I mean, where the Bradenton Pirates being made 2-0. And it was a very close game. One single deal for this one. Jay Zoik was on the hill and pitched real inning, but it was a home run that did him in. So a really great starting for TJ. 6-7-2. Everybody. So very, very solid start for Zoik, who is a top prospect in the Toronto Jays. Unfortunately, off the good start, Ivan Casilla, the third baseman, had 2 hits. And the only this one's by the catcher, Mino. Oh, sorry, Alberto Mino. I'm sorry. You know that name, did you? So, good stuff but on the mound, but not quite enough offense to back up start. One last stop to farm report. That's the Lansing Lumbets improved to 18-9. Ridiculous offense still is the name of the game. 6-5 as they hold the Kane County Cougars just in check enough to keep this one close. The Lansing's offense, like I said, is definitely this one. Kevin Vicuna had his 5 at bats. Casey Clemens, another RBI, just gets over the count by this one with a performance. Samad Taylor, the second baseman, he procured Cleveland as a heck of a start to his situations. So good stuff going on in Lansing offensively. You need to keep an eye on it. They also stole 2 bases in the season. Vicuna also been a steal as well. All right, folks, guess I lost you there for a second. I don't know if you're sellers, I was trying to mention. Got the start for the Lansing Nuts in this one. Had a great outing. Sorry, I got my folks who came to this one. He had sellers, 10 hits, 5 runs, 5 damage. Just my hands dropped the box, so kept the Lansing Lug Nuts going. And so, everybody, that is your news for your morning mash here on May 4th. I have to make the goof. May the 4th be with you because I'm super like that and I love my Star Wars. Hopefully, we can get some Jedi mind tricks on the trip as they will go to Tampa. J-Hap will be on the mound against Ithaca. I don't know who that person is, so I got to look it up. For the Ithaca Big Race, Hap has been on fire, everybody. Very good start for him. He's got strikes in the 3rd. Hopefully, hold the teammates in check. The Big Race always somehow find a way to beat the Toronto Blue Jays, and I'm always worried about facing them. No matter who is on a roster, they always seem to find a way to win or at least hang around 500 every season. So, Blue Jays fans, it'll be back tonight in Tampa. I'm Craig Borden with you, as always, here on the Birdwatching Gamecast in the morning. We are going to have a live show coming up soon as the Raptors come up. I get what they're doing with the basketball season. Of course, they're joining me for my shows during games, so get ready for that. And my stuff on topic6.com, gjournal.com for articles. Follow us on Twitter at BirdwatchingGC, and feel free to give us messages and let us know what's going on. Or if you have any questions, we will definitely include them on shows. I hope all is well with everybody, and go Blue Jays!